أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد، اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين، وبه نستعين. We seek refuge to the Almighty Allah, the Lord of the universe, from the evil of the devil. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. Inshallah, today we will be discussing Surah Al-Inshirah, chapter Al-Inshirah, or Al-Sharh, as it have been named in other places. Surah Al-Inshirah is also one of the greatest surahs of the Holy Quran. Matter of fact, it has a curing agent in this chapter, physical curing agents, as well as spiritual healing. This surah is so important that in the book that's called Khawas al-Quran, the specialties of the Holy Quran, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives whoever reads this chapter certainty and health, certainty and cure, al-afiyah. Also, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued by saying, whoever read it, if his chest was hurting, the pain would go away. Whoever had wrote it, wrote the chapter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him a form of healing and cure. Also, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in another hadith said, whoever wrote it on a glass bowl, let's say, and sometimes they write it with saffron. Whoever wrote it and then put water in it, he will have the cure if he had a stoppage from urination. In other words, if a person could not urinate, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make that cured and he will be able to urinate. It is also one of the greatest chapters to give a person calmness for whoever has a cold, and it is great for the kidneys. If someone, God forbid, has stones, the kidneys will be broken. These are the hadiths that is written in the books about the specialties of the Holy Quran, the benefits of the chapters of the Holy Quran, and it is really great to pay attention to these and use them before anything. Today, even medicine, any medicine, the utmost cure power that it has is 55%. Now, the reason why I'm saying this, because someone may say, well, I read it and it didn't, nothing had happened to me. Well, how about medicine? Do you think anyone who had gone to any hospital with any form of a disease, and let's say that they gave him several medicines and it did not help? Now, how about that? Can someone argue from that point as well? However, we do have a hadith that says if a person even had a medicine, ate it up, that medicine inside will wait and say, oh Lord, would you give me the permission to be effective or not? If it is effective, if the permission came to be effective, then the medicine will be effective and the person will be cured. And if the command did not come, in other words, he did not see the permission to be cured, then a person will not be cured. All of these are with the command and the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can put the cure in any form of medicine or a pill or a plant, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can put the cure in a surah, can put in a touch of a person that is pious and is spiritual. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you all cures. Surah Al-Inshirah. It is a beautiful surah. Really, it is one of the surahs that will let a person's chest, with a person's heart, expand and be larger. He will tolerate things more. He will have patience more. It is a beautiful surah. The surah begins, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ الَّذِي أَنْقَضَ ظَهْرَكَ وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَى رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. Great surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins by saying, didn't we give you an expanded chest and we put in it knowledge, tolerance, patience, wisdom, and we made it so huge that you became able to receive a revelation, al-wahy al-ilahi, that it is as huge, maybe huger than this whole world. Subhanallah, al-wahy al-ilahi, it is so great. Only the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam could bear such words coming from Gabriel, the one that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam saw him, all of the horizon was Gabriel. No one but Gabriel. Can you imagine this huge creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bringing up such a verse? The Holy Quran is great. Some of the surahs, for instance, Surah Al-Ma'idah, it said that 70,000 angels were bringing it. That shows how great are these chapters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, didn't we expand your chest? Didn't we give you a chest that can bear and carry all of this knowledge, wisdom, revelation, at the same time tolerance, patience, subhanallah. And then later on, of course, being able to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not everybody can communicate that kind of a communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, you and me can talk, and Allah would hear us, but how much distance is between us? Rasulullah, qaba qawsayni aw adna, closer to Allah than even the bow and arrows strained to the other side of the bow. Subhanallah. أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ. Didn't we also put off the weight that was on your shoulders? On your shoulders, I'm sorry. On your shoulders, the weight. There was a lot of weight on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's shoulders. I mean, among them, for instance, the wars, the battles. Among them, the worry of the future of Islam, among them the people, how to turn them into people to be on the road of the truth. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alam nashrah laka sadrak. In a hadith, it said, how would a person know that you are with an expanded chest? In other words, ready for leadership. Mind you, in the surah, the Holy Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Moses, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, when Allah told him that I am choosing you as a prophet, Kalimullah, you are going to be my messenger, and I want you to go to Pharaoh. Immediately he raised his hand. He said, Rabb ishrah li sadri wa yassir li amri. O Lord, expand my chest. Give me that power. So when I go and discuss with these ignorant people, the ones that are living in the darknesses of this world, I can talk to them. Moses is one of the greatest persevered prophets of Allah, messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He asked with that kind of a power, tolerance, patience, knowledge, wisdom. And of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him. Now, this is one way. Now right now I'm just discussing the quick explanation of the Holy Quran. Then inshaAllah ta'ala we can exegete, see what the Imams, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon them, said about this holy chapter. Mind you, in the prayer, when we pray, this is one of the surahs that cannot be read alone. According to Sayyid Sistani and according to his precautionary compulsory verdict. You know, we have some that are a statement, it's a verdict, you can't do this, some are as a precaution. As a precaution. Now, as a precaution, Ayatollah Sistani, and you can return to your own scholar, see what he says about this chapter. In other words, usually when we pray something, we have to read Al-Fatiha and a surah. This surah cannot be read alone, but you have to read it with Al-Duha. Al-Duha, then Alam Nashrah. Just as we have explained previously, if you would like to pray, you also cannot read Al-Fil alone or Ilaf alone. You have to read Ilaf and Al-Fil, or Al-Fil and Ilaf. And for this chapter, you have to read Al-Duha, then Al-Inshirah, Alam Nashrah. So it is important. This is a verdict. This is for those who, let's say, would like to read this chapter. Ayatollah Sistani is saying that as a compulsory precaution, precautionary wajib, you cannot read this chapter alone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Alam nashrah laka sadra, didn't we expand your chest? Wa wada'na anka wizrak. There was many weights to Rasulullah's shoulders in which it was taken. Alladhi anqadha dhahrak. It was so heavy on your shoulders that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He took it off, you became lighter. And then what we did? وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. SubhanAllah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam an honor that anywhere that we say أَشْهَدُ أَن لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ, we should say and must say in the prayers, وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمُ. So these two names, the name of the unity of Allah, the one that we say there is no God but the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, immediately we have to say, and Rasulullah is His servant and His messenger. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Even today, subhanAllah, even in the Bible, if you read one of the chapters of the Bible in which it was a prophecy, and when the king come, his name will be continuously mentioned. Which truly, whose name is continuously mentioned. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. As you know, we have five prayers, and these five prayers are timely. In other words, it is one at the crack of dawn, at dawn, and one is at noon, one is in the afternoon, one is the maghrib, one is the isha. Five different timings. And at any moment, you will see that these five timings are there. Right now, there is somewhere in the world that the sun is at dawn. Somewhere on the face of the earth, it is noon. Somewhere is afternoon. Somewhere right now is as maghribs, sunset, and somewhere at isha. And at these times, a group of people are making adhans. Yes, subhanAllah. So therefore, his name is continuously been raised with the name of there is no God but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as you know, in the adhan, we say Allahu Akbar, and so forth. And then we say Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah twice. And then we say Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah twice. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and we have raised your name. So it can be said with every Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Great. Ya Rasulullah, truly Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam had suffered in his life to a degree that he became truly the chosen one to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses people because of their great potential, because of their great effort in their life. The more a person prays, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will lift him and lift him and lift him. There is no one. There is no one that has a relationship with Allah. There is no kinship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of us are His creatures. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives one of us a little extra, Allah will give everybody that little extra. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just and fair. And mind you, the followers of Ahlul Bayt's creed or Usul al-Din, the first one is At-Tawheed, the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second is Al-Adala, or the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just and fair. Rasulullah is also one of his creatures. The question is, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam had exerted so much effort in his life. He did not let a second of his life, a portion of a second of his life, go to waste like we do. A lot of times we sleep extra, we eat extra, we waste time extra in front of a television, in front of sitting down and discussing nothing, God forbid. Why don't we use these times sparingly and with benefits, so the result will be that we will go higher and higher in Allah's kingdom. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is giving us another comfort. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying is like, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Now, really everyone on the face of the earth, once we become at a form of difficulty, we see that it seems like all of the doors in front of us will be closed. It seems like we do not see anything but that little pain, but that little disaster, but that little tragedy. We don't see anything else. It seems, yeah, subhanAllah, suddenly this huge earth, this huge universe will be so tight that it seems like we can't live in it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, man, of course, the chapter, the surah has been revealed to Rasulullah, but it is general. Everybody should know. Once you think you are at a difficulty, Remember this chapter. It really eases that from your heart. Inna ma'al usri yusra. Now the word inna in Arabic means surely, means verily, certainly. Be assured that with every difficulty there is an ease. Mind you, if you put these together, you know what it means? It also means that at every moment, but usually we don't think about it because we think we are at ease. With every ease, there is a difficulty. Remember that. I mean, for instance, let's say that a person prays and prays and prays and asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a child. Do you know how much of the difficulty that child brings? But because a person likes it, he doesn't see the difficulties that comes with it. Same thing if a person wants, let's say, a job. Do you know the persons that have a little bit of a hatred or they don't like their jobs? Do you know how heavy the job is on their shoulders? Getting up in the morning, whether it's 6, 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning, going 8 hours and the distance going and the distance coming back, 8 whole hours, ya subhanAllah, day after day after day. It's difficult. So, with every difficulty, there is an ease, ya subhanAllah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also repeats by saying, إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا repeats it. In Arabic, when something has been repeated, that is an extra assurance. SubhanAllah. It is not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, surely, for certain, with a difficulty there is an ease. Then repeats the whole sentence by saying that surely with every difficulty there is an ease. See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is really telling us that no matter what you look in this dunya, it is mixture of two things, difficulty and ease. Ease and difficulty, it just comes together. Every day is that way. Amir al-Mu'mineen salamu alayhi wa sallam, our great grand master after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Ad-dunya darun bil bala'i mahfufa." He said that this world has been built with problems, with tragedies, wa bil ghadri ma'rufa, and is known for deception. So every day you get up, put this in your mind. There is no relaxation. There is difficulty in this world. And also there is ease. As there is difficulty, there is ease. So when you think you are at ease, there is a difficulty in it. When you think you are at difficulty, there is an ease in it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeated it twice. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here gave us a little advice for ourselves. He said, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَرْ. Oh people, Ya Rasulullah, of course, the chapter has been brought down to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, but it is general for you also as well. My dear brother, my dear sister, for you also. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَرْ. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying? It's like once you finish everything, faraq, you become empty from all of your responsibilities, stand up in prayers. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying? He's saying that, yes, whatever you are doing in your life, whether you're working, whether you're eating, whether you're tired, you want to relax and sleep, whether you are going home, your beloved children and wife are waiting for you. You go home, you give them that little hug, you give them that little kiss, you play with them, you lift them up, hold them, embrace them. Once everything is done and there is nothing else, go devote you have 100% of time to a prayer. Pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. Then stand up, erect yourself. For what? وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ. Then for your Lord, desire فَرْغَبْ. رَغِبَ يَرْغَبُ. Go with desire when you stand up to the prayer. Don't go while you have 10 more things on your mind. SubhanAllah, standing up for a prayer, while I'm doing this, I want to do that, I want to fix my car, I want to pay the rent, I want to pay whatever that comes into one's mind. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. Have that great desire. SubhanAllah. Did you just hear? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that it is not that you sit down and you watch whatever you watch, whether it's a TV or whatever, or you, and you are waiting for everything to get done so you could go relax. He said, no. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at this moment, what he's saying is, once you're done from these mundane issues, devote yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with love and desire. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is your creator. After all, we are going to face Him. We are going to meet Him. Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And we are going back to Him. So let's have a few moments of our life saying, Lord, when I get done from a daily duty, this is what I have done. I have devoted myself to you. Okay, let's go back a little bit to the first. In a hadith, the hadith said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alam nashrah laka sadrak. Now, I'm going back to the explanation. The hadith said, the exegesis of this, to exegete this, I have expanded your chest. وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَك. How did I expand your chest? I expanded your chest by giving you your Khalifa, your Imam, Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi afdal as-salati was-salam. I mean, after all, read again. Once Moses, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, was told that he is a messenger of Allah and he's supposed to be carrying a mission and a message to Pharaoh. What did he say? رَبِّ شْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. Then he said, first he said, Lord, expand my chest and make my life at ease and let me have a better tongue. And then he said, Lord, and let me have Aaron as a vizier, as a assistant, as a helper. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is saying, the explanation of the hadith is said, I made Ali ibn Abi Talib salamullahi alayhi, your assistant, your khalifa, your imam. So not only I expanded your chest with him, but also he took with his assistant a lot of weight that was on your shoulders. He took it off. Mind you, in a hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, I raised Islam with three things. With the message that he brought, with the sword of Ali, in other words, Ali's effort, sallallahu alayhi, and the money of Khadija, the capital of Khadija. SubhanAllah, it is. After all, this Holy Quran has been brought down, but the ones who carried the mission of Rasulullah, that huge message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was sent to them, it was later on put at the shoulders of Amir al-Mu'mineen. إمام الحسن المجتبى، إمام الحسين الشهيد بكربلاء، فاطمة الزهراء، الإمام زين العابدين، الإمام محمد الباقر، الإمام جعفر الصادق، all of them، الإمام موسى الكاظم، الإمام علي الرضا، الإمام محمد الجواد، الإمام علي الهادي، الإمام الحسن العسكري، عند حجة ابن الحسن العسكري عجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف، in which he will return and he will repure this faith of Islam. عليهم أفضل الصلاة والسلام. Now at the end, and he said فإذا فرغت فانصب. Now another explanation for this one is that once it is time for you to leave, يا رسول الله, once it is the end of your life, فإذا فرغت, once you're done, فانصب, establish, erect Ali salamullahi alayhi. When your nubuwa, when your messenger's prophecy is finished, let Ali salamullahi alayhi be your messenger, and then go toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with total desire. It is really a beautiful chapter. It is something to read for health and healing, inshaAllah ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We say, Lord, please let us understand your words. Lord, put this gleaming, nice words in our mouths and in our chests, and strengthen our hearts, and make it an enlightenment for our eyes and the heart. And most of all, O Lord, let us be closer to your ways, to your apostles, so we can understand Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi's message, so we can be closer to you. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala muhammadin wa alihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin.